this.
Arm.
And this.
Elbow.
And this.
Chest.
And this.
Stomach, I reckon.
And this right here is a...
The legs.
Mm-hmm. And this.
Knee.
And the top part of the leg. Above the knee.
A hip, I reckon. I don't watch it.
Well, are you familiar with the term thigh for this?
Ma'am.
Are you familiar with the term thigh?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what about this?
Yeah. I think I didn't catch it, but you're right, it's thigh.
Okay. And this part of the leg?
Is the calf.
And this part right here?
The shin.
Okay. And this part?
Is the ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
Okay. Will you tell me what time that clock face says? Can you see it all right, right here? The big hand is on 9 and the little hand is on 5.
What time it is?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's on 20 minutes after 8, I would guess. Or you think it's...
No. If this one's pointing to the 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And the little one's pointing to the 5. It's not quite 5 o'clock yet. It lacks 15
That's
minutes
right.
of being
it's
5
a quarter,
o'clock.
A quarter of 5.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you call this kind of thing that a carpenter uses?
Sawhorse or book.
Okay. And what about this that you put up?
That's a wood book.
Okay.
We use it to saw wood.
And what about this that you put a baby in?
That's a carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Push him.
Okay.
Push the baby.
Would you ever use an expression like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Yes, catty-cornered, kind of. It means kind of long-pulled.
And when would you use that expression? What would you be talking
well,
about?
If you was trying to frame something, you'd say it was catty-cornered. Or if you was kind of cutting a piece of cloth, it might cut it. Catty-cornered.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is tell me a little bit about how you used to spend your time when you were a boy. What kind of work you did and this kind of thing.
I stayed with my father most of the time. He farmed, and when I got able to help, I helped. You see, I grew up here. I was the oldest child, and my father and mother had four more girls. There weren't any other boy. And I stayed around the place. Well, I shuck corn and get ready for feeding and such things. Well, then, a little later, them times they didn't have planters and droppers, machine. And they laid off a furrow. And you drop the corn in that and cover the two furrows. And at that time when you did the dropping, my father usually got another boy to help me. And one fella, we had what you call a compass. It was something made with two legs. And one man could turn it and walk it. You might have never seen such a thing.
I sure haven't.
Oh.
And what was this thing called?
A compass, we called it. Well, it was like a fella would measure to draw something, but it was made where it would go 3 feet or
so
four.
So it would measure the space between?
Yes, 3 or 4 feet, but it was made in this kind of a shape, like here was the end down, and up there was a handle on it. You could turn it.